It's me again, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about the public consultation on medicinal cannabis. Well, the public consultation has once again been pushed back after facing multiple delays and is not due until July next year. The initial date was planned for the 22nd of April. However, this has put it back, pushing back the scheme another 3 months behind. So with the constant pushbacks and the delays to the scheduling behind this, the government has not been living up to their word on the issue. Labor promised to legalize medicinal cannabis within the first 100 days of office, and has now been over 18 months. Now, with little progress and the schedule slipping away, the assurance of a public consultation is looking to be cut short. The window for consultation leaves people battling chronic conditions without an opportunity for their voices to be heard. In the lack of the scheduling, the Medicinal Cannabis Awareness New Zealand charity has launched their own public consultation, sponsoring a study behind illicit medicinal use and the habits of these users. They surveyed over 1,900 cannabis consumers who used the drug for its medicinal purposes. Well, the survey is being presented to the Ministry of Health today, which will be discussed with politicians and regulators, and with the results being released to the public next week. BFM will hope to follow up on this story. Well, so the MCANZ are placing greater emphasis on promoting the harm reduction to the patient community illicitly accessing the substance, as well as raising awareness behind the chronic use of the substance, both medicinally and recreationally. Well, we here on the Friday Wire have done our own surveying on cannabis and its effects, which lead us into...
Freedom of speech, it means you have to listen to me.
It's time to have your say. Pole position on The Wire.
Yes, and we're back with Pole Position for the week. So the question we're asking this week is, if cannabis were to become legal, what age do you think people should legally be able to access it? So we had 71% of people saying 18 and 29% of people saying 25. We also got a few comments that I'll read out in a second, but I want to hear what the boys have to say. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree with the listeners.
It's
sort of, because isn't the age going to be 20?
Yes, so that is what the referendum suggests, 20. Yeah,
see, I should have written the tweet. I would have gotten it right.
Excuse me.
But yeah, I mean, Andrew Little has talked about this. He says that, you know, the research overseas has shown that you don't want to set it too high because you just end up encouraging a black market, and then it's like, what's the point of legalizing it? And I always remember as a kid growing up, and I guess this is anecdotal or whatever, but it was always a lot easier to get a hold of weed than booze, you know. You'd have to find someone over 18.
Back in my day, Ben. Is it a back in my day story?
You know.
What?
We didn't even have iPads back then.
Well, I've got to say, and what Ben is saying, like, there is a lot of emphasis on that. I mean, when we're looking at this substance, once again, just like the regulation of alcohol, I believe most people are looking it down to its economical kind of standpoint. So that's the way that we're going to sell cannabis, or cannabis is going to be consumed. Once again, if people look at the age of, say, drinking and all that kind of stuff, 18 seems to be the age, you know, you're legally an adult, people think you can take more responsibility of yourself. However, it's going to be interesting to see just how this is disputed with the wellbeing budget. I mean, now we're placing a lot more emphasis on mental health, and this age of 25, 26 has a lot more, it lends itself more to brain development, and I mean, what's actually going on when you do actually consume cannabis. Laura, yeah. Your thoughts?
Nice little tangent
just
there.
Just trying to cheer the little conversation.
Well,
here.
We did get someone respond to us on Twitter saying, legalize, but 18 is too young. Brain hasn't fully formed yet. 25 and older. To which I agree with that, because if you look at the studies about what actually happens to your brain with cannabis use before the age of 25, it can have negative effects, which I think lots of us know about, but we're willing to take the risk. Mm-hmm. So like Northwestern and Massachusetts, butchered that. General Hospital, they did a study on casual cannabis use amongst users. So casual being once a week. And they conducted MRIs before and after. And what they found was it altered, well, basically shrunk the size of the amygdala and the nucleus accumbens. And so those two things in the brain are really important in regulating your emotional health. So if your brain isn't fully formed, you have the potential to have long-term effects on your brain. And then on top of...
Well, don't look at me when you say this. Louis smokes weed too. Give him a hard time.
Don't say that on air, okay?
yeah, let's
it's not like we weren't smoking it just before the show started.
Hey. Oh, good.
Oh, and it's derailed the conversation once again. No. Oh, okay.
I'm cutting that it off there. Position. But even on top of that, the World Psychology Association, this is just a direct...
Well, what do they know?
Yes, this is just a direct quote
great
from them. But they said, regular cannabis use and psychotic disorders such as schizophrenia are associated in the general population and heavy cannabis users, and they're overrepresented in new cases of schizophrenia. These findings and risings of rates... rates of cannabis use amongst young people in many developing countries have prompted debates about whether cannabis use may be contributing to psychosis and that it may precipitate schizophrenia in vulnerable individuals.
Yeah, and that might all be true, might. But it's like, will putting the age at 25 actually, you know, do it make a difference? Or will it, like I said,
I think if you put
market?
The age at 25, you are prompting more of a discussion about why it is that age. Mm. And that discussion can get people actually more aware about how it can affect you. Because I know for myself, as someone who should not consume heavy drugs because I have a family, my family tends to get really bad drug reactions. Mm. For me, if I don't have that information and I'm young and I'm like, I'll just experiment, I can have long-term effects.
Right, but you know this because of your family. Like, it's just the difference between
I know this because I have had to learn.
Okay, well...
No, well, we all admitted to... I won't carry on with that one, actually. You carry on. It's good. It's all good.
I just don't think of the idea that these young kids be like, oh, the government set it at this age. Let's think about it. It's just more like, well, that's the age, so we just got to wait around until then, or we'll go outside of the system and encourage this black market. And then it's like, what's the point? Laura's just reading some texts.
Yeah, I think someone said, in my day we had iPatch, not iPad, R.
Okay. Pirates? Are we going that far back?
I guess so.
By the way.
Did pirates smoke
it's good
weed?
To have a proper representation of news and listenership. Some pirates in
pirates.
There.
Pirates. Thanks for the text.
It's called Democracy, sweetie. Look it up.
That was Pole Position on The Wire.